In 2016, members of the group Black Lives Matter brought that year's Pride Parade to a stop and presented the parade's director with a list of demands, one of which was that uniformed police officers be excluded. Tensions increased earlier this year after the investigation into alleged serial killer Bruce MacArthur. He was alleged to have targeted Toronto's gay community. And members of the LGBTQ community accused police of not properly investigating the disappearances of several men linked to Toronto's gay village. Police Chief Mark Saunders withdrew the police application to take part in this year's parade. Olivia Nuama is the executive director of Pride Toronto. She says the change of heart by her organization came after talks with police and the community.
And then Bruce MacArthur happened, and in that time it became clear that substantive change needed to look like us sitting around the table and working out how we work together to keep this community safe. It became clear that much, much, much more work was needed to do. It needed to happen together, and it couldn't happen in an environment where we continue to talk about, you know, whether or not it was a misconception or not, what it meant to restrict the police from participating in our parade.
Nuama says she understands that some people may see the decision as premature, but she adds that taking it shows progress. She also says it was important to make the change early and not at the 11th hour because it takes almost a year to put the Pride Festival together. Chief Saunders has welcomed the decision and says he intends that the police service take part next year. Black Lives Matter says it was not consulted about the decision to allow police to again take part in the parade. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.